Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that a big portion of people who listen to Joy in the car, just like you? Right now, times are really tough financially, and without your support, Joy may not be around to make your drive around Melbourne fun. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. I'm really looking forward to my hour of exercise where I actually engage in a bit of branch stacking myself. I do is I pick the branches. I pick the branches up off the ground and break them and put them in a bag. I provide kindling to Tass and Paul. So that's my version of branch stacking. Who have we got? And actually, I don't know whether our next guest has an open fire. If she does, I'll do some branch stacking for her. Tass.
I have three bags remaining of stacked branches.
So you're a branch stacker, Tass.
Macra, I've never been a branch stacker. Our next guest is Ange Barry, who's the Chief Executive of Joy. Good morning to you, Ange.
Good morning, Tass. Good morning, Macca. How are you both on this beautiful, beautiful day?
We're going to be better once we can get outside again and enjoy some of that blue sky and sunshine. And what about yourself?
Oh, look, Tass, I'm really well, thank you. I'm enjoying just being out in my backyard in the sun. My dog is ready at the door for a walk, so we'll go and do our one-hour walk in a minute through the beautiful gum trees of Eltham.
Lovely. And you, of course, have just had a holiday.
Yes.
I'm not sure not sure if you managed to get away or not in this environment. How was your break? Are you feeling refreshed?
Yeah, feeling really good, Tass. We had a lovely break and we managed to actually get away just before the borders were closed. So it was a bit of a strange holiday. We were sort of, I guess, away from home. But, you know, yes, we managed to have a holiday, which was lovely, and I feel great, actually feeling very good and very positive, even in this difficult time with COVID, because Joy is doing some amazing things and keeping our community connected and informed and engaged, and I'm really proud of that and enjoying my job.
Fantastic. So, of course, one of the things we wanted to talk about with you was the move to the Pride Centre. Tell us about the planning around that and how's it going?
Yeah, look, it's actually going really well, Tass. Obviously, the building of the Pride Centre, like most construction projects right now, is being impacted by COVID, which means that we will end up being in there a little bit later than we'd hoped. Tentatively speaking, we may be able to start a broadcast from the Pride Centre either in December or, say, mid-January. It's really, really exciting. So what we've been doing is looking at, as you can imagine, you know, we need to, I guess, keep our service fully operational for everybody whilst we're literally moving spaces. So we'll be setting up a couple of studios at the Pride Centre in December, early January, while we're still operating from Bourke Street, and then we'll be able to start going live from St Kilda, which is really exciting. And so all our planning and preparation work is around things like what will our studios look like, what equipment we'll be using, because we're going to broadcast through a different system from St Kilda, which is a digital line to our transmitter. It's a bit technical for everybody, but instead of going through the air, we'll be going through...
So what does it mean? You won't have an aerial anymore?
Yeah, that's right. Well, not in St Kilda, Tass, because our Joy transmitter, most people may not know this, but sits on the top of Melbourne Central.
I knew that.
You knew that. Of course you did. So if you stand at our new location in St Kilda and look over to the Melbourne CBD, there are some buildings in the way, and there could potentially be new buildings that will also be in our way. So with an FM signal, it is line of sight. So what that means for Joy is, you know, we could be interrupted. So we've decided that we will go through the internet, literally. So we're going to have a wonderful data cable that will run from St Kilda to Melbourne Central. And that means we don't need a big tower on the roof, which is kind of nice. I think aesthetically for the neighbourhood, it's really nice. But for us, it also means, yeah, different service, so different equipment for Joy to use to make
So what,
happen.
Do you actually have to, like, buy a cable and sort of bury it all the way from St Kilda out to the CBD?
Look, pretty much, Tass, pretty much. But in reality, there are cables already in the ground, of course.
So you just pay to use somebody else's cable?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. We are paying to use an organisation's cable, but it'll be dedicated to Joy, so there'll be no other internet traffic in that same cable, which is great. So should Melbourne decide they're going to download a movie all at the same time, Joy will not go off air. So we sort of, it's like renting space, if you like. So we'll be renting space on a cable that is just for us, which is, you know, it's terrific. It's, of course, you know, it comes at a cost to Joy. So our donors, our really generous donors and members will, you know, their funds will make this possible. But it will also, you know, give us a more, I suppose, reliable service as well in some ways, because that line is dedicated to our, you know, our signal and our broadcast, basically.
Now, Ange, it's Macca and good morning. Got to ask, do you have an open fire?
Macca, I heard you before. I actually don't have an open fire.
Great, however, that's more branch stacking for me.
hang on, guys, don't get excited here. However, I have an outdoor fire, a cylinder that we do light fires in sometimes.
All right. I'll get you
to enjoy.
I shall do some branch stacking for you then, Ange. Although you're in Eltham, I'm sure when you go for a walk, you see lots and lots of decent twigs and stuff on the ground for sure.
It's rural out there, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite rural. And, guys, I've got to say, in the last 3 days since Thursday, there is debris everywhere in Eltham at the moment. So there's a big clean-up going on. And, of course, our drinking water's been impacted as well. So we're feeling a bit out of sorts here in that regard. But, yes, Macca, there's plenty of greenery out here, although it's a bit of a no-no to pick it up off the side of the road because it's a habitat piece. So,
Well, it is, and of course, where you live is in the seat of Menzies, where they're well used to branch stacking.
Yes, Macca.
glad you're in full flight this afternoon, Macca, or this morning.
I wanted to ask Ange, you know, a couple of listeners asked earlier and in some messages, what sort of time frame? You said, you know, it's possible towards the end of the year we can possibly do a broadcast from the Pride Centre. What sort of time frame do you think it is for Joy to actually physically, completely move there?
Yeah, I would say now, Macca, like if everything goes well, in December we'll be starting to fit out our studios there. Mm-hmm. Our first live-to-air broadcast will possibly happen in December, but most likely January, to be honest. And then Joy will completely finish moving our office and our remaining studios somewhere by the end of January to early February. And that is completely reliant on the progress on the building project, which at the moment is really difficult for the project management team because COVID is causing delays to the number of people on site, but also to the sorts of products they need to buy to fit out spaces. So everything, you know, is really quite an unknown quantity. So it's tricky. It's not the sort of job I'd want to have right now, managing a building project.
I say COVID stands for Construction Operations Victoria Interrupted December. There you go.
Yeah, very clever.
And just
make a short answer. Yeah,
and just before you go, there are any other little gems that you can share with us about what the new studios might look like, apart from this special cable, of course?
Well, absolutely, Cass. We are creating studios that will be flexible for our team members to be able to use. And what I mean by that is they can move the... For our listeners, there's a very big solid studio desk with equipment sitting in every studio that Macca or Tass would be sitting at right now and Paul operating from. Those desks will be movable, which means we can bring extra people into the spaces when we're allowed to post-COVID. We could have performing artists in our studio spaces, which is great. Joy will have a video studio, which will be used by Joy TV. So there's going to be, I guess, a lot more flexibility in the way we use the spaces, which is really important for an organisation like Joy as we morph into this more multimedia world. Very, very bright, of course, very Joy in that regard, Tass. I've just found out we're going to have orange carpet in our studios, which is kind of nice and interesting.
Wow.
No problem with orange. Yeah. I like orange.
Mac is wearing an orange jumper, actually.
And also, in you know, with technology, the beautiful thing is it's always improving. So we will probably have, to the visitor's eye, a look of less equipment, which is great. So I think that that will facilitate more conversation and focus more on the conversation than the equipment that is getting the conversation to air, which is kind of good, actually. It's kind of nice. So digital is the way of our new studio. So we'll be using what we call digital panels, which is the equipment that you guys are using right now to put us all to air. And that will have a smaller footprint than what we're used to as well. So,
increased flexibility, less equipment, and
orange carpet.
Orange carpet and a big fat cable straight to the CBD. Ange, thank you very much for your time this morning. Really great to hear your voice again. We will have you back again for another update when you've got some more details to share with us. In the meantime...
Lovely.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Enjoy that walk.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I will, guys. Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, thanks, you Ange. Too. Take care.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.